You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Starting today, Alameda County is one of several Bay Area counties loosening some shelter-in-place restrictions. While East Bay health officials say residents are on the right track with social distancing and staying inside, the number of COVID-19 cases in Alameda County did jump over the weekend. And Oakland still has the highest number of cases in the county. But more testing resources are coming to the town. Here to talk about that and some other Oakland news is KALW East Oakland reporter Janae Darden. Hey, Janae.
Hey, Hannah.
So some things are sort of coming back to normal today in Oakland and around the Bay Area, like real estate transactions and construction.
Right, which is why you may be hearing some background noise on my end.
And on my end, maybe as well.
Yes, just a warning. Childcare for kids of essential workers, outdoor businesses like landscaping are also restarting. And Alameda County Health Officer Dr. Erica Pond spoke about this during Mayor Libby Schaaf's weekly town hall on Thursday. She says they loosened some rules because the number of deaths, infections, and hospitalizations are slowly going down.
Okay, but there was a rise in reported infections in Alameda County over the weekend. How big of a jump in numbers was it?
Well, as of last night, there are now 1,749 cases, which is a 7% increase from Friday. But according to the East Bay Times, there's also been an increase in cases in other Bay Area counties. I'm not sure why. This possibly could be because more testing is becoming available in the Bay Area. But various county health officials say sheltering in place and physical distancing has slowed the increase of new cases. And Hannah, when you look at the county charts, you can see the rates of infections leveling off.
Mm-hmm. How many cases are there just in Oakland?
So as of last night, 520, and that's 56 cases more than what was announced last Thursday during the mayor's town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm. So Oakland has the most number of coronavirus cases in Alameda County, and I've heard East Oakland is being hit the hardest. Why?
Oakland is the largest city in the county, so it's not really a complete shock that we would have the most total cases. But Oakland Voices, a news website KALW has partnered with in the past, looked at the number of infections based on zip codes, and the numbers were coming in high in East Oakland. That community, as you know, has a large Black and brown population, and we know other cities with similar populations are also being affected in high numbers. Now, in East Oakland, like other communities of color, people are dealing with health disparities, more pre-existing conditions like hypertension, diabetes, asthma. You know, wealth disparities make it harder to get good health care, and many Black, Latinx, and Asians in the area are blue-collar essential workers, so they're also on the front lines with more exposure to the virus.
Yeah, it's a systemic issue. And there have been complaints about social distancing in Oakland, especially crowding at Lake Merritt. Is that a problem in East Oakland?
Yeah, and while I've seen corner stores only allowing a few customers in at a time, residents are complaining that folks are gathering in groups outside and hanging out. You know, the weather is nice, neighbors are throwing barbecues, sideshows are still happening. And that's not to say this isn't a problem in other cities, but I think because coronavirus is really hitting this area hard, some East Oakland residents have gone online to ask people to stay at home.
All right, speaking of homes, what is happening with the unhoused community?
Well, two Oakland hotels have been filled with nearly 400 people who are unhoused and have symptoms or are vulnerable to the virus. And the county is opening up an additional 262 rooms this week, which includes another Oakland hotel. And there will be 67 new trailers by the Coliseum for this population. Now, some activists think the government needs to do more and quickly. So they're doing a GoFundMe to put unhoused people in hotels that need to shelter in place. And I've also heard community activists say that the city and county needs to do more in handing out masks to people who are unhoused or low income.
Mm-hmm. And Janae, what about testing? That's been a big issue during this pandemic.
Right. Dr. Erica Pond says new testing sites are opening in the county this week, one in West Oakland, but call 311 or visit oaklandca.gov/testing to register. In East Oakland, there's already testing at Roots Community Health Center. This is all free for people who work or live in Alameda County, and it's fine if you don't have insurance or if you're undocumented. But just call 311 or go to oaklandca.gov/testing for more info.
All right. Thanks for the update, Janae.
Thank you, Hannah.
J. Janae Darden is KALW's East Oakland reporter. You can go to KALW.org to hear more of her stories and find out how you can watch her documentary called Where is East Oakland?